And I've got
to say. Just how many signs will I need to say? With a dark and cloudy future, shall I pack up my things at last? It's already scalding, it's calling me on to face what you said. 1919, that's coming through. That is falling. The one that I'm calling is you. Even if she parts with me, I'm bound to Christ in word and deed. The rich and heavenly rising sun, whose grace abides with lonely, lonely ones. Won't you tell me what they? But just in case you were wondering what those songs were, we just did Told on High, which is a parody of Hold on Tight, top 10 hit for ELO. And the song after that was a song called Divorce, which is a parody of The Voice by the Moody Blues. And as I said, those were the last two songs on our previous CD. And that CD was called You're in the 80s Now. And the reason we played those two is we're going to be playing you our brand new CD today. And it's called Everything But, and the reason it's called Everything But is it's everything but what was on the last CD. The last CD was all 80s stuff, particularly from 80 and 81, since it was from the threshold of the 80s. And our the CD after this one that just came out is going to be back to more 80s, so we thought in the meantime we'd do Everything But. So it's all parodies from 50s, 60s, 70s, 90s, and 2000s, everything but the 80s. So without further ado, we're going to play you the first four songs on that CD. We'll start out with The Covenant He Wrote in Stone, a parody of the top 10 hit, the cover of Rolling Stone by Dr. Hook and The Medicine Show. Then we'll go to Satan's All Over, a parody of Shaken All Over by the Guess Who, a song that was originally done by Johnny Kidd and the Pirates in England. And it's also redone in blistering live style by The Who on their Live at Leeds album. But it was a number one Canadian hit, the number 22 pop hit in the United States, the first hit for the Guess Who. Then we have This Very Hill, a number two hit, Blueberry Hill by Fats Domino. And that's what our parody is called, This Very Hill. Get ready for the Lenten season. And then we're going to close this particular set with I Saw Messiah, featuring Keith Haney's daughter, Abby. And it's a parody of The Sign, a number one hit for 6 weeks in 1994. By the Swedish group Ace of Base.
They won't believe it. Jot, dot, ot, Don't crush me. Hey, Jay, straight shooter, tell them who we are. Well, we're big, rotten sinners. We've got broken innards. Yet he loves every weary soul.
That sounds like us.
We think we got purity and we think we got truth. But man's proud and out of control.
Right.
We think God's kind of chilly, says we're all blind and ill, but the guilty better know. There's a bill that'll hit you if you bet your future on the covenant he wrote in stone.
Wrote in stone.
Gonna read my scriptures and discover
stone.
Gonna find why God he brought another
stone.
Gonna see Christ now in place
on the covenant he wrote in stone. Idea.
I try to seek the Lord daily, but the law can't save me, though I'm bordering on extreme. I got the Lord's word straight from Matthew, right in 5,
17.
Now it's all divine. It's so hardline. Oh, as I've already been shown, I can know that a Christian doesn't get pure hitching on the covenant he wrote in stone. Wrote in stone.
Gonna read my scriptures and discover
stone.
Gonna find why God he brought another
stone.
Gonna see Christ now in place
on the covenant he wrote in stone. Got a lot of live, but we ain't doing our duty to do everything it says. There's not a man alive in here who's goof-proof, but Jesus has a better way. We gotta all repent, 'cause one day we'll die. We'll be gathered at the great white throne, and the fees then are stricter, so we can't bet our future on the covenant he wrote in stone. Wrote in stone.
Gonna read my scriptures and discover
stone.
Gonna find why God he brought another
stone.
Gonna see Christ now in place
on the covenant he wrote in stone. On the covenant he wrote in stone.
Gonna read my scriptures and discover
stone.
Gonna find why God he brought another
stone.
Gonna see Christ now in place
on the covenant he wrote in stone.
Beautiful.
Was spilled on this very hill, on this very hill, where I found you. Two more were killed very hill. You lingered until one thief came to the criminal will. You pray, Lord, remember me. But all of those proud who hate would never choose thee. Though it was hard, you pardon them still. For you were not shrill on Calvary Hill. The women there wept all day, a sweet elegy for all of the crowd you pray, and those yet to be. Though it was dark, you thought of me still. You did God's will on Calvary Hill.
Mr. Jackson, do tell, how might our friends get their hands on your brand new album, or if that isn't enough, maybe your entire collection?
Sure, Jerry. Just go to our website. It's just apologetics with an X, just like the name of the show, apologetics.com, and just spell it with an X, like the name of the show. You can get the new CD there. And right now, if you order, because it's just in stock, it just arrived in the warehouse yesterday, and we have a buy one, get one for a limited time only. So you buy one, you get a free one. Or you can actually get a free one of our other titles that are in stock. We have, I think, a total of 48 CDs in stock out of our 81 total CDs. Anyway, you can get a 2-for-1 special right now if you go there right now. Anyway, the next four songs on the CD are a parody of Crazy by Gnarls Barkley, another number two hit from 2006. Artist called Praise Him. Then we have Elvis's his second biggest number one hit, All Shook Up. It's a parody of that. It's called Saul's Shook Up. And, of course, that's Elvis Presley, not Elvis Costello or Elvis Gerback for you fans out there in Kansas. Then we have a parody of Driver's Seat by Sniffin' the Tears, a one-hit wonder from England. The song went to number 15 in 1979. Ours is called Diversity. And then we have a parody of the Bobby Fuller Four's top 10 hit, I Fought the Law. Ours is called I Sought the Lord. It's the story of Paul's young disciple, Timothy.
I remember when I once was blind. There was something so depressing about them days. Even though I mostly was a wretch, though, he showed much grace. I met him out there without a prayer. Yeah, I was out of.
Of us all said, what's wrong with thee? That isn't like the man who was a Pharisee. His friends saw a flash and light from above. They went along, but Saul shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, the man was shaking and he seemed so meek. He can't see his hands or his own 2 feet. Who do you think was behind that stuff? He didn't know. Then Saul looked up, Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he's so nasty, but it's all a sign. Had a little mishap, now he's feeling blind. Went out in the world to line up a rest. It's hard being solid, he's fairly obsessed. But he's such a bright man, he had a chilling thought. Is Jesus alive? I've always claimed that he's not. Saul's proud and vain, but he was thunderstruck. It hit him rough, and Saul shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He talks with Christ and he tries to see. His eyesight's taken by the thief of belief. There's only one cure for somebody who's blind. That's the hand of God up above, so kind. Yes, he touches blind man and wants to fill that spot with wisdom, life, and all the grace that he's got. Riding out the day with deep abundant love. I didn't know till Saul spoke up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. Now Saul's booked up.
From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth.
Yeah.
And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands.
Diversity.
Genesis 3:20, Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. Genesis 6:17 through 18, I am going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens. Every creature that has the breath of life in it, everything on earth will perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. Genesis 9:19, these were the three sons of Noah, and from them came the people who were scattered over the whole earth. Colossians 3:11. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free. Christ is all.
About Apologetics with an X, and don't forget, if they're not anywhere near our radio tower, they can still hear the show on our flagship station, angel95fm.com. If they want to binge listen, you can listen to the shows over the past year on that site. We'll accommodate you there as well, angel95fm.com. No matter how it works, tune in to us each week here on Apologetics with an X.
That's right. Tell your ma, tell your pa, we're broadcasting live from Kansas, right? You can't say Arkansas. I never understood why you guys pronounce it Kansas and they pronounce it Arkansas, but that's one of the wonderful subtleties of the English language. Anyway, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for those of you who go and investigate the vaults. We're going to close with four songs today for you, the last four on the CD. We have another huge number one hit from the 50s, At the Hop by Danny and the Juniors. This one's called At the Cross, followed by a big number one alternative hit from 1994 that also went to number four on the pop charts, another Canadian band, Crash Test Dummies. This is their big hit. Ours is just called Hmm. So don't get them confused. One is Ours is just Hmm. Then we have a big hit, number one hit from England, in England, The Darkness, I Believe in a Thing Called Love. Ours is called I Believe in the Kingdom Come. It wasn't a Hot 100 in the United States. It went to number 109, but it did hit the top 10 on the modern rock charts. And then finally, and it was also a big on Guitar Hero, if I remember correctly. And finally, we close the show today with a huge hit from the late 50s, number one for 9 weeks from Mr. Bobby Darin, the Splish Splash Beyond the Sea Dream Lover guy. His biggest hit of all, Mac the Knife. Ours is called Back to Life.
At the cross. Well, you've been rotting, you've been roving, you've been shopping, you should know it has a cost. Well, no man can stop sitting with religion or pretending that they're boss. True emancipation and our freedoms are waiting at the cross. Let's go to the cross. Let's go.
to the cross.
Slavery.
Let's go to the cross.
No slavery.
Let's go to the cross.
Come on.
Let's go to the cross. Well, you can bring your sin and lose it if you're real and don't excuse it at the cross. Well, the godless think it's ghoulish and the schoolish think it's foolish. That's their loss. All who catch my drift can get God's gift at the cross. Let's go! Let's go to the cross. 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 Let's go! If you stop and breathe a moment at the cross, when you reconcile with him, then you can glimpse at 1 Corinthians, that's a must. Go to verse 118 and you'll see the salvation's at the cross. You can sing with me this music, it can really spark enthusiastic thoughts. Well, the cocky kids refuse us and accuse us, cause they're clueless, not they're lost. Let's go to the cross.
Lord, save me.
Let's go to the cross.
Lord, save me.
Let's go to the cross.
Come on.
Let's go to the cross.
This king who got into an incident with those he'd come to rule, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from blood red to bright white. He'd said that he would come back, the party crashed so hard. Once there was this world who wouldn't go and change when the Lord said to change soon, and when he finally came to earth, he saw Earth's hearts were nowhere near ready. They couldn't quite explain it, they always just seemed there. For them, although that wasn't cool, and when he came for his church, they looked and searched all over the first floor. They couldn't quite explain it, they all were just gone there.
true godly innocence is everything that they all say.
To fill our hearts with dread, can't see God's love with all that grief, babe. Though there's better off days ahead. Now on a side note, ooh, a Sunday morning, find the body just crucified. Yes, someone's missing. Rouse the coroner. Could that someone be back to life? There's a ton of folks stoned down by the graveyard, don't you know? Where has he been dragged? Check the news, what's gone down? Oh, I've seen men discuss it there, but wait, dear, I can sense a trend, oh, like he's back in town. Now did you hear the river mill there? He disappeared, babe, after walking out. Oh, he's hard to catch. And now that he's been just like their savior, could it be that body was not just snatched? Now when it died there, yes, who could foresee? Ooh, it was sodomania that eludes the proud. Oh, the light's warm, strong and bright, babe. Now that Nazarene's back in town, I said when it died there. That light's warm, strong and bright, babe.
should have seen a Bible book with my wife's name in. There was something written. She could have been known as a Moabite boy's lady, but she switched religion.
listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.